אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We are reading from Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by בעל הסולם. We're in letter item 43.
Please.
וההשערה של הרשימו דהתלבשות.
The remainder of the records of clothing.
No, maybe we should start from 42.
טור ב' למטה, אות מ'.
Okay, we're beginning with item 42.
ונתבהר היטב
This thoroughly clarifies the reason for the decline of the levels one below the other during the cascading of the Paltzufim from one another. It is because the striking of the surrounding light and the inner light applied in each Paltzuf always cancels the last Pchina of the record of coarseness in there. Yet we should know that there are two discernments in the record that remain in the screen after its istachut, its purification. The first is called the record of coarseness, and the second is called the record of clothing. For instance, once the screen of the guf, the body, of the first Partsuf and Ak has been purified, we said that the last Bchina, the last aspect of the record of coarseness, the record of the fourth phase was lost, and all that remained in the screen was the record of the coarseness of the third phase. Yet, although the record of the fourth phase contains two discernments, as we have said, the clothing and coarseness, only the record of coarseness of the fourth phase had disappeared from the screen by that purification. But the record of clothing of the fourth phase remained in the screen and did not disappear from it. The record of clothing refers to a very subtle Bchina discernment from the record of the fourth phase, which does not contain sufficient coarseness for a coupling of striking with the upper light. This record remains from the last aspect in each Partsuf during its purification, and I'm saying that the last Bchina discernment disappears from each Partsuf during its purification, refers only to the record of coarseness in it.
Yes. There are no questions, right?
Partsuf.
Meaning we have a Partsuf that receives light in order to bestow to the creator, to the host, right? Like the guest and the host. And the host keeps on putting pressure on it, on him, to receive more and more. And the Partsuf feels that if it will receive any more, it will be for his own sake rather than the host's sake. It cannot be in a stronger force of overcoming, and that's why it purifies, saying, I can't do it anymore. I'm coming out of this connection with you. When you're giving and I'm receiving, and I'm turning my reception into bestowal, I can't do it anymore. I can't. So it comes out of it. And that's called the purification of the Partsuf. After the purification, there are reshimot that remain for him from what he had from the host. And the host keeps on putting pressure. And he's thinking, okay, maybe I'll receive a bit less. Maybe I can withstand this pressure of the host if I take less. So it goes, and it receives less. That's the second Patsuf already, after Gilgalta. It's called the Ab. And the interesting thing here is that the moment it stops receiving, this Reshimo of Aviyut that he received by it disappears, because he decides he won't receive. If I'll receive, I can't withstand it. So he stops receiving it. And that's it. This is the first form of reception of the light in order to bestow after the first restriction. All right?
Holland.
Fine. Holland.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. The moment the Partsuf realizes that it cannot take in more, why doesn't it just go back to the previous state and just keep on receiving what he can bestow? Why does the process of purification kick in?
Because it changed his mind. He changed his mind over what he did, because he won't be able to withstand it. That's why he stopped receiving, because he can't withstand the pressure. So he stopped receiving, decided to go back to a state of not receiving. Look what it does here. It decides it won't receive anymore, and that he'll go back to a state of not receiving at all in practice. And then I'm going to draw on this. And then let's say this is the Partsuf. Yes. This is the Rosh, and it makes a calculation how much it may have reception only for the host. This part he'll receive, he'll accept, and the part that's left he cannot receive, so it brings it inside. By that it builds in the will to receive, a part that it receives, that's called the toch, from pe,
mi pe, le tabur,
to the tabur,
le tabur,
to the tabur, that's called the inner light, opnimi.
In, ze nikra or yashar,
this is called or yashar, direct light. And this is reflected light, or chozer. And then he received. Let's say it's according to what Rabash always used to say. He received 20% out of the 100% that comes from the Creator. That's it. Now, as he received the 80%, 100 minus 20, puts pressure on him for not receiving. Where does it put the pressure? On the tabur, where there's the limit, the border of reception of light. That's the o mekif, surrounding light. And then here, he feels this haka'a, striking of the surrounding light with the inner light. That's how you call it. And out of that, he decides, I can't withstand it. I'm going to purify. As it purifies, the screen that came down from the pit till the tabu, it rises the screen back to pit. From tabu back to pit. And accordingly, he stops receiving. That's it. And it rises back to the pe. That's all that happens to it. So as a result of that, it used to have b'chinat dalet of aviyut, the fourth phase of coarseness, and the fourth phase of hitlabshut, of clothing. Let's not call it Dalid, we'll call it four. Four over four.
Ve'az kishu mizdachech nishar la arba deitlash.
And when it purifies, what remains is four of clothing and three of coarseness. The screen has purified. It no longer can receive as before. It regretted it already. And then the next Partsuf emerges not over the Rishimot it used to have, 4 over 4, but rather Rishimot 4 over 3. That's why the next Patsuf that emerges will come out in a different way. It will come out from the Pe till the Tabu of the upper Patsuf, and this way it will have Osh, a Toch, and the Sof, everything within the Toch of the upper Patsuf. This will be called Galgalta. Excuse me.
Galgalta.
Galgalta.
וזה יקרא אב.
And this will be called Ab.
זהו, והוא יוצא על הרשימות.
That's it. And it emerges over the Rishimot Dalet Gimel, 4/3.
Merkaz 1.
Merkaz 1.
שאלה לגבי הרשימות התלבשות.
Question regarding the record of clothing. It says that at the second last paragraph, very pure discernment from the fourth phase that doesn't have enough to clothe at the upper light. What does it mean here?
Rashima of Itlabshut is a part of the memory, the recollection of the light he received from the Creator. And the Rashima of Itlabshut is a remnant, the recollection of the will to receive it used to have, by which it wanted to bestow to the Creator. Rechovot.
Sorry. The previous person asked me a question. Thank you.
All right. Kiev.
Да, дорогой, вот так вот по механике, если смотреть процесса, то получается, что Парцуф убегает.
If you're looking at these processes mechanically, it turns out the Parцуф from this that it escapes from the pressure, the surrounding light, it develops onwards. There's this development from Galgalta onward in all those same degrees. Is that realization of that same pressure?
Certainly, the surrounding light is the one that puts pressure on the Patsuf to develop more and more. And then all these Patsufim eventually come to this world, the lowest state, and from this state we start rising back to Ein Sof. That's the all in all what we're learning in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We learn how these Patsufim rise, how they descend. There are 5 degrees of descent here called Olamot, the world of Ein Sof.
Ak,
Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. The last one. And that's how we rise as well. To the same 125 degrees, 5 worlds times 5 Patsufim times 5 Sefirot in each and every world. 125 degrees. And each ascent of ours is according to what we acquire. Faith above reason.
Так, а эта система, она с обратной связью? Мы в итоге должны циркуляцию как бы наладить?
This system also has feedback. We need to arrange the circulation of this entire process.
Certainly everything goes through us. About what you're asking, where in a certain degree the light goes through us and comes back to that degree, meaning we're always realizing the worlds by which we rise. If we've risen to this degree, well, then this coarseness I realize in order to bestow already, that's how I raise until our world, with all the worlds, I raise them to Ein Sof.
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Знаете, мне не удается понять, как можно утерять решимота вид. Я ведь черно же...
I can't seem to understand. How can we process the records of coarseness? it has to remember that there's desire and burden.
Because you regret that you cannot work with it anymore, because you see you've done the maximum and you haven't attained by it what you wanted. You wanted to reach adhesion and you couldn't. That's it. You're left with much more coarseness that you cannot realize. That's why you stop. You don't have another ability. Then the Rishimo of you disappears. It's not that it disappears that you suddenly don't see it, but rather you regret that you cannot work with such a great degree of coarseness. So you'll go to a lesser degree because you can do at least something in order to bestow. This is certainly whatever you can, you will bestow. Just like in our state, we're not supposed to say, oh, what can I do? I can do nothing. And each and every moment, if you can aim yourself to a certain extent to the Creator and to the group, you must do it. You must use it.
No.
Well.
Вопрос, почему Ормакив давит в табор, а не в пе?
Why does the surrounding light pressure on the tabu and not the pit?
Okay, guys, you have to learn this, to read it many times. Then maybe you should address the preface we have in our website, right?
Yes, on our archive site, we have a whole series on the preface. You can go over it.
For all the people who are studying in the morning lesson, do we have some place we can place there the recommended series of the preface?
Yeah, it's all in our archive.
The archive is something very big. I'm just a person who's studying in the morning lesson, and now I want to read something about the preface that Rav Lightman gave 10 or 20 years ago. So which one, where is that? When I go to the archive, I don't understand anything. There's an ocean of material there.
There's a few things. We also sent a specific announcement to all the friends in all languages, specific links, and in the archive on the main page, really there's a square over there that's meant for this, and it points you to the series on the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not concealed, it's right there on the front.
Okay, in short, make sure that it's very clear that they can see it in front of their eyes, and that will obligate them to go in. Do it in such a way that they will have to go into it. That's it.
Latin 7.
Okay, Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. ¿Qué pasa con Orpnimi cuando el masaje de Tabur sube, asciende al masaje de...
What happens with the inner light when the screen rises from the Tabur to the Pe de Rosh? Does it become part of the next Pasuf?
Because the Rosh of the next Pasuf, yes, that's right. That's how when the Pasufim emerge, you build an infrastructure for the next ones, even though they are not yet there. But you build Rosh Torsof from the Pasufim of Hizdakhut, of the purification. They're called Nekudot. They add to many discernments. Within the Patsuf, they add to the feeling of the Creator and the understanding of the Creator. For a person who performs these actions, both in receiving the light and when the light comes out, he starts recognizing and communicating with the Creator more and more. Moscow 4.
Можно попросить вас нарисовать сак? У него сов где будет?
Can you please draw the sag? Where would its end be of the sag?
Sit and wait.
PT 18. Toda Rav, Rav Reshimo
Thank you, Rav. The record we learn that for each degree of coarseness, there's the has its coarse record of coarseness and record of clothing. And here he says that the record of clothing of the fourth phase remains to the next phase, next discernment. That's not so clear.
Because the Rishimo Vitlabshut has no interest in the screen. It can exist and it can illuminate and shine everywhere. That's why it also shines to the next Patsuf. The next Patsuf emerges over Rishimo Dalet Gimel, 4 over 3.
But I'm hard for me to understand the record of clothing. It worked and existed in parallel in relation to the record of the fourth phase. So how does it go on to influence the following, the next ones?
Hold on. You're going to be confused this way. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Ab turns out from the Toch of Galgalta because can't understand what he said.
Ab emerges as a result of Galgalta, from Galgalta, and takes the Reshimot from Galgalta. That same Galgalta, the same screen of Galgalta that now purified to 4 over 3, is now begetting the next Patsuf. Meaning it comes into contact with the Creator, with the Upper Light, and receives the second portion of the Upper Light in order to bestow.
Why does he come out on the top of Galgalta?
Above Pede Galgalta, there cannot be Patsufim. That's a true upper light. But rather, the will to receive begins to show itself only from the Pe and below. Because Rosh of Galgalta is the place of decision. And from Pe and below of Galgalta is the place of reception of light in order to bestow. That's how schematically we generate that. Now, where do we have more Chaver too?
Exactly to continue that. So, why does Ab doesn't come out from the Sof of Galgalta?
The Sof of Galgalta are desires that even Galgalta doesn't have a screen to receive in order to bestow.
So why does Ab scrutinize Galgalta? If Galgalta already scrutinized it, why does Ab go back and return to scrutinize what Ab already did so?
No. Ab discerns such Rishimot that Galgalta didn't discern. Galgalta worked with the light of Yechida, and Ab works with the light of Chaya. And there's a big difference. Ab can go for things that are much smaller. And even though Galgalta is strong, Galgalta cannot work with that. There is a hero in quality and a hero in quantity. Ab scrutinizes more than Galgalta. It has Rishimot after Galgalta. And it seemingly has the experience of Galgalta. Ab is that same Galgalta working after the first experience it had. That's why Ab can scrutinize more than Galgalta. PT 10.
Can we say that if I once lifted 100 kilos, and now I can't, I can only lift 50 kilos? So this like record of clothing like is an illumination of once what I once was able to lift?
Yes. You see that you once lifted 100, now you can't.
So then what is a record of coarseness? That I no longer feel it?
Why? What does it mean you don't feel it? In the Rishimo of Aviyut, you feel how much now specifically you are capable of receiving in order to bestow. That's it. What else do we have?
PT 17.
Rav Galgalta realized the work with the fourth phase in the goof of the Patsuf?
Ask again.
Galgalta and the Patsuf of Galgalta. There is a realization of the fourth phase of its coarseness in the Patsuf?
Yes, of course. It performs as Zivug Daka over the screen of the Masach, the Masach of Bchina Dalet, and receives as much as he can from Pe Til Tabo.
And so it's no longer able to work with that coarseness? And now it's like the result of the Sof of the Patsuf?
Yes. Where do all the next Reshimot come from? They come from the Galgalta as much as it cannot realize Bchinat Dalet in order to bestow. But Bchinat Gimel Bet Aleph Shorosh 3210, it can realize in order to bestow. So from that come all the other parts of him, of the world of the Olam Adam Kadmon. They're all eventually come from Pe de Rosh de Galgalta. Absag Mabon are all born there. Okay? Okay, we're left with Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда свет поднимается от сов, ну, исторжение, от никуда, вот этот свет, это что-то похожее...
When the light rises from the sof, the purification, is that reflected light when it's returning?
Soon, let's see what you're asking exactly. I'll tell you, according to the drawing, it will be easier for us. We have the will to receive. And we have the restriction and the screen. The will to receive feels, the upper light feels the Creator before Him, makes the calculation with faith above reason as we talk. We'll talk about it, how it's done. And then He doesn't want to receive. Right? Doesn't want to receive. First of all, it rejects. For Himself, it won't receive. Then it makes the calculation. How much can I receive so it will be for the host? Examines himself, saying, okay, I'll receive 20%. Received 20% and can withstand that. But the upper light from which he received 20% puts pressure on the rest of the 80%. So he doesn't have any choice. Either he'll receive filling the sof, 80% of light, but that will be in order to receive. Or it purifies, meaning come out of the connection with the Creator. Because he understands he cannot receive anymore, and then its reception won't be kosher, meaning won't lead to anything good. Because its correction was as much as he can receive the light in order to bestow all the way. Then it comes back to the state of Pederosh. We call it purified. But whatever it received, it received. There's nothing that was erased. It only erased things in spirituality. It's out of this, the eternal nature. Whatever happened, happened. That's it. And then the screen comes back to Pederosh and it keeps on working. So what are you asking about this? Kiev. What I asked was about the nature of the emergence of light. When it comes out of the connection with the Creator, how does that happen? Is it something that resembles the reflected light, bringing him back, reflecting it, or is it something else?
It purifies to the level of 4, 3, 2, 1, and root. And these 5 degrees, it purifies the screen. And such, the upper light exits accordingly. And then it remains empty. But there is no loss in spirituality. So this entire state where here it had it also remains, and it also remains empty. Two pictures, one on top of the other, both exist.
Это понятно. А вот вы сказали, что в Рош он как бы получает.
This is clear. You said that in the Rosh it receives with faith above reason, if I understand you correctly. In the Toch, will he receive within reason?
No, in the Rosh it's making a calculation how much it can receive on the intention to bestow. And then the light of Chokhmah that comes here. When the light of Chokhmah comes here, clothes in the light of Chasadim, and both enter together, and they are called Or Pnimi, inner light.
Beseder, Moscow 5.
Доброе утро. Скажи, пожалуйста, каждый новый парцуф добавляет в Гальгальте новый уровень света.
Every new parcuf adds a new level of light to Galgalta. Meaning, when a new parcuf emerges, Galgalta bestows more to the Creator.
Где гость Гальгальта?
So, how does this example of the guest and the host change now?
So the guest each time receives more and more by this that the host each time begs him more and more. And then like this, by these small portions that we receive in each moment from the Creator, either we don't understand and we don't feel, or that we are already beginning to feel and perform these receptions on the intention to bestow, in the extent that we have force and faith above reason, then we build this partufim. In such we raise ourselves from our degree until infinity, in the extent that we can receive on the intention to bestow, to resemble the Creator. Very nice, you're thinking in the correct direction. I'm just asking nonetheless, make an effort to review the preface that, you know, what was recommended there. It's in all languages, right? Check it well, please. Akoka, please report to me, is it ready in all languages? What else we need to add or whatnot? People must go over it and learn.
We have it in 17 languages.
17 languages? Okay, I think that's good for now. Moscow 7.
А можно выяснить про то, как откуда вообще берется Ор Ешар? Это трансформация же получается Ор Макива.
If I may ask, where does the direct light comes from? It's from the surrounding light?
Митох.
Direct light comes to us from. We learned the four faces of direct light, right? Here, the light of infinity comes to us. The Creator comes. Oh, and then created the first, second, third, and fourth phases, right? Four phases of direct light. Until the fourth phase, which is Malchut, which said, I don't want to receive anything, and it made a restriction. Right? The first restriction. How should I write it here? First restriction. After this, we say that all these phases became an igul, a circle. And this circle we call the world of infinity, Ensof. And from this already, it begins to be Partsufim already. We have four phases of Malchut, right? So we have here the world of Adam Kadmon. Galgalta Absag Ma'bon has its Partsufim. After that, there emerge the world of Atzilut, which also has five Partsufim, that just that they're called different names. Atik, Arichanpin, Abba and Ima, Yeshsut, Don. Afterwards we have Partsuf Bria and Partsuf Yetzira. And Partsuf Asiya.
ואז יש לנו חמישה עולמות.
And then we have five worlds. Yes. In each one, there are five parzufim, and in each parzuf is five sfirot. And thus we say that we have 125 degrees from this world, which is outside spirituality, until the upper world. And we need to rise in that same ladder created before us, built before us, in all these degrees, meaning we need all the time, we need to receive an addition of desire and an addition of screen, a force to overcome the desire, and to build from them Pelsofim, truly so, brick by brick. And thus, Kabbalists called it the steps of the ladder. So we have 125 degrees here, steps, and we're learning now how to rise up these steps, go up them. And it's as much of the force of Bina will be above the force of Malchut, as much as the force of bestowal will be above the force of reception, or faith above reason. That's what we're learning now with you. And that we should understand this principle, then we'll be able to realize it in practice. But this study of how it cascaded from above below, we can learn it without any connection to our ascent from below upward. Yes, Michael.
What's not clear is in what area does the force of Bina act?
What do you mean in what field?
Because there's the will to receive, and what you're saying is above it you need, there's Malchut, and above it there's the force of Bina. Where is that? Where is the screen when above it you bestow?
In desire, we can't talk anything about outside our desire. We don't know what's outside our desire. We're always talking about within the desire. Even though we say above the desire, around the desire, it's still a sensation within the desire.
But if all the desire sees reality as it is?
No, it all depends how much I direct my desire, how much I want to work with it. If I direct my desire that I want to see everything through bestowal, then my desire already doesn't work only with the desire. Rather, it is equipped with the force of bestowal, and I see the world and the extent of bestowal that I have formed.
That's a layer that's hidden within the desire, or do we add it?
We build it by the light that reforms. But we are always in the will to receive. And we make an effort to gather the will to receive, to make it more and more resembling like the will to bestow. As if it's bestowing. As if it's like the Creator. As if. Thus, it's called a created being. That it has on it the form of the Creator, as if he's like the Creator.
Is that a development of the will to receive to a form of bestowal?
Yes, that's why it's called Adam, similar to the Creator. But it's still a will to receive, and it doesn't purify, and it doesn't change, just it has all sorts of clothings on it. But that by these clothings, it is similar to the Creator. Each time it seemingly clothes in a different manner, more and more and more like the Creator.
And how do these clothings, how do they accumulate more and more?
By the coarseness, the created being opens its ego that was restricted, it opens it more and more, and in the extent that it opens it, it gives itself the ability to open it. Later it has the forces for it, and then more and more in the forces of its ego becomes suitable to bestowal. Like the guest and the host. If I want to bestow more to the host, then first I didn't want to receive anything. Later, I awaken in myself desire, an appetite for fish, for meat, for wine, and so on, from lighter to heavier and heavier and heavier. I had these desires beforehand, but I restricted them, and I'm opening them accordingly to how much I have a screen, the ability to bestow to the host. So me, in my actions, I'm seemingly like the Creator, similar to Him, in this that I want to be in Him in equivalence of form, as much as possible, more and more and more. That's what we're learning in faith above reason. How we can clothe with our will to receive, but in the desire to bestow. That's precisely what we learned in the first lesson today.
And what does it mean that we draw the light that reforms in order to develop this shape, this form?
I want to receive the fourth that will turn my will to receive to will to bestow, to the intention to bestow, to be above my will to receive, to form above my will to receive forces of Bina. Where can I take this from? I need to take it from the Creator. The force of Keter is the Creator. I'm only Malchut. So I need to wrap myself in a restriction and then wrap myself also in a form of bestowal. And such, I can advance.
What's not clear is how the drawing of the light that reforms builds in me the force of bestowal.
We don't know now. We can't talk about it now, and it's not a problem, but still, you're asking like this. How can the light that's influencing us, how can it change our forces in us, our inclinations? So for now, just take it as an example that it happens. But internally, how it happens, you could write it down. One of these days, you'll begin to feel it, how it's happening. And that will begin to attain it, how it truly happens. And these are the most inner work in nature. Because this one against the other, how the Creator formed the will to receive, and now how He cares for it to give it the form of bestowal. We're getting mixed in it. There will be no action without our participation. So it's not for now, but later on we'll understand and feel these things. And these things are truly wondrous. Just, you know, what's happening in creation. Itafor.
Buongiorno, Itafo.
Buongiorno, Rav. Volevo chiedere perché nell'emersione dei parzufim dall'alto verso il basso il livello dell'Itlab Shoot è superiore.
I wanted to ask why when the parzufim emerge from when the cascading of the parzufim from above downwards, the Rishimo of the Itpashtut is more than the Rishimo of the Aviyut.
Because the screen purifies. If I receive now from the host some portion on the intention to bestow, and he puts more pressure on me, the surrounding light puts more pressure on me to receive, so I tell the host, I can't, I'm not capable, I'm done. And then I exit from connection with the host, that he is the host and I am the guest. I'm closing this connection between us. I can't bestow to him anymore. And then I purify. So what do I do onward? Onwards is to exit a connection of receiver and giver with the host. And that's called the purification of the screen. That I want seemingly that I won't have any more connection with the host. I was a guest by him once. I'm exiting now. I'm no longer a guest. That's called the screen is purifying from the tabu to the peh. So what's the question?
No, Tishal.
La domanda è... Hai già risposto.
You've answered already. The question was why the Reshimo of Itlabshut, of clothing, is greater than the Reshimo of the Aviyut, one Patsuf after the other.
The record of clothing is what I received, the light. And the record of coarseness, that I needed to stop receiving. And thus, I exit the connection I had beforehand. And thus it is less than the record of clothing. Okay, wonderful. What more do we have? Moscow 7.
Ор Ешар, если можно уточнить, откуда он берется? Вот Ормакиф, он окружающий, и откуда вот природа его происхождения?
Direct light, where does it come from? The surrounding light is surrounding, but where does the direct light come from?
Surrounding light is the light that comes to the created being. Yeah. And the created being, how can we say this? The light comes to the will to receive. The will to receive as much as it's capable of, it receives. As much as it's not capable of, the light remains outside and it puts pressure. It wants it to be received. The light wants to be received. That's the surrounding light, and here inside is the inner light, opening me. So, of course, there is a state here that he can't stand, the created being, right? Here in the tabur, and this separation, this border between how much he receives and how much he can't. He feels, of course, that he wants to receive more, but here he is bestowing, here on top here. Above the taboo is the force of bestowal. And below the taboo, he has no force of bestowal. And so it turns out that in the taboo, he truly feels a big pressure. And so he has no choice but to exit, only to exit the state as fast as possible to leave the table. And then the host no longer puts pressure. I received as much as I received, and I exit this engagement. To sit by the table and feel pressure from the host all the time, he can't with that anymore, because he has not even 1 gram more to force to receive more than what he already did.
Да, но интересует Ор Яшар, его природа происхождения.
Yes, but what I asked about is the direct light, its nature. Where does that come from?
Direct light comes from the Creator. From the Creator. Also us now, we're nourished by direct light that comes from the Creator. But there, we begin by states like that. We begin to feel the attitude of the Creator to us. We begin to feel the source of the light. What comes from him? Like the guest and the host. I can identify the host, what he wants to give me, how much he wants to give me pleasure, and so on. That is beginning to be revealed. But in what extent? It's beginning to be revealed to the extent that I am with him and me to my beloved and my beloved to me, that I want to give him and he wants to give me, of course. I want to give him pleasure that I receive from him, meaning the host needs to be more important than the portion itself that I am enjoying. I need to feel the portion. I must enjoy from it. But I must protect, keep guard, that the importance of the host will be more important than my pleasure from the portion. It's not what we just eat in some meal. This is upper light that fills my desires, that it built these desires. The manner in which it fills them is truly, there is no more suitable fulfillment to a lack. And thus, here I feel just how weak I am and how much there is a border. We don't know to measure how much Galgalta receives upper light. But it's not 20% like we sometimes say. It's like a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth of a percent. It's called a very thin line. The reception of the light in all the worlds, all the way down to our world. A very thin line. And that's how it is until the end of correction. Only then in the action of the end of correction, with all the records and all the desires, that we make a connection of all of them, that's called the Creator brings them all together. With all the records and all the desires together, we make a coupling of striking on everything, and then we receive upper light on the intention to bestow and the entire will to receive. But beforehand, it's just a very, 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 very thin line.
Rafa, можно ли так вот, ну, как бы рассуждать, что пока я не начал расчета, ор Ешара нету?
Can we say that until I made the calculation, there is no direct light? Everything is the surrounding light? And only once the calculation between the guest and the host begins, then the direct light appears?
Africa.
Correct, correct. Africa.
Africa, please. Lo shomim otam.
Can't hear.
Tov. En ma la'asot. PT 4.
Okay, what can we do? PT 14.
Avi daber, ken.
Okay. Galgalta
is Malchut of Ein Sof performing a zivug, and the coarseness appears in the Rosh. And in Ab, the coarseness is out of the goof already.
No. Also in Galgalta, the coarseness is not truly revealed in the Rosh, the head. The Rosh makes calculations. It doesn't have coarseness. The same coarseness that's in the goof, the body, the Rosh makes the calculation on it. Just understand, the Rosh is intentions. You take there your coarseness, your force of opposition, and make a restriction and everything, and it makes a calculation. The Rosh makes the calculation. Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, good morning. Rav, the screen that rises up back to Pederosh and purifies, it rises back to Tzimtzum. It's as if it comes back to the restriction again.
The screen that rises from the table to the Pederosh, it reaches the upper light that's in the Pederosh and is incorporated in a coupling of striking with it and gives birth to the next Partsuf, which is called Ab.
But it performs a restriction again, or...
It's
constantly keeping the restriction. It has to do with all these Partsufim, and of course refreshes them and through all these conditions. The restriction is the condition. There's nothing to even speak of. That meaning the condition that I don't receive to myself anything, and that all my thoughts will be only for the benefit of creation, the Creator, that's the first condition to be in spirituality. Otherwise, we don't rise above this world through the barrier to the spiritual world.
And that's considered every day having a new creator when a new patsuf emerges?
Yes, then you have problems with them.
Can I ask one more question, Rav? I understand that from above downwards the Rishimot are built, but from below upwards you have all the Rishimot already. So what prevents them from...
No, friends, that's impossible. If you don't read the preface or watch what I did once, lessons, we won't advance because I see by these questions just how much you're not familiar with the material, where the records are from. It's an obligation to read. Maybe organize some mutual reading with everyone, mutual learning. I just don't have time. I don't know when else I can do it. And when I gave so many courses of Pticha, the preface, and they're all recorded, I should give another course, but all these questions are already there in the past. We won't advance if you won't add from yourself something more, each one separately or in the group, on the preface. It's an obligation. I thought first to go to tests, but I understood that it's impossible. We'll stand there on some half page and not budge. The preface is, nonetheless, it's a concentration of tests. You see how much questions we have? And it's all from this that we lack material, lack knowledge. Okay, Baltia 3.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф. Может, ну не очень к месту вопрос, но.
Yes, hello, Raf. Maybe it's not in place this question, but according to the drawing, we see that the Ilialta is the biggest partsuf. It's as if it received more than everyone else. Every partsuf receives less and less. But with the guest and the host, it's the opposite. The guest starts from the smallest pleasure, then it keeps on growing.
If we're speaking from below upwards, how we rise, then we're truly rising from the small things, from the small portions to the greater ones. And in the cascade of the partsufim from infinity down to this world, then it's the opposite. From infinity, the greatest and the most wide, and then all the way down to our world in the lowest state. Mach
3.
If the light that Galgalta did not receive, do all the other parts of him get it later?
Yes, but nonetheless, all the lights pass through Galgalta. The lights pass through all the Baltzufim to the last one, which is actually now working and inviting the light. And all the light that comes to it comes through the upper Baltzufim and fills them. And they make on all these lights that the lower one receives, it makes also a coupling of striking and receives them on the intention to bestow. And such in this chain from above down, down to the lowest Baltzuf, they receive on the intention to bestow. They receive from above to bestow below, all the time. Is that clear? Okay, Zichron 2.
I hope my question is in place and correct. After a Patsuf purifies and the process starts anew, well, the process starts from the restriction?
Always each action begins with restriction.
So I understand that before the action of restriction, the action is faith above reason?
Yes.
So can we see this in the drawing, this action?
No, because here we're drawing in this drawing actions. Above reason is not an action, not receiving, not bestowing, nothing. It's still the vessel arranging its attitude to the light.
Okay, thank you.
Tzafon 2.
זה כל כך מורכב מרצון לקבל לרצון להשפיע. אין תוכנה פשוטה?
Why is it so complex?
It's all very simple. The problem is the confusion in our head that our ego is sowed to our mind in the will to receive. But if we begin to learn how to work with the will to bestow, there's no problem. It's very simple. Really, spirituality is so simple that we don't see and we don't identify it. But for us, it's hard because we want to reach spirituality with our mind, our egoistic mind, and to understand it in our egoistic mind. And that's impossible until we don't turn ourselves, flip ourselves, invert ourselves, and take vessels of faith above reason and enter spirituality with that. In practice, there's not much to think about here. The wise one here doesn't learn. We need, in practice, to make actions, faith above reason, in the relations towards the friends, in the relation towards everything. And then you'll see how much you will directly enter into the upper world. Okay.
No, Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот изучаем мы сверху вниз, как утончается парцуф.
We learn from above downwards how the parcuf purifies, the lights come out. How can we equalize to this process from below, that same process of expansion?
It's we learn with you in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's called already from below upwards. It's already called the work of the Creator, spiritual work. That's what we learn with you in all the lessons. How to climb the ladder of the degrees from Parsuf to Parsuf till infinity. That's what we learn with you in the lessons. Each and every day in the first part. Second part is preface, how the Batsufim can cascade downwards, concatenated downwards. Right? And the second part is how they, the first part is how they rise from below upwards to lens of infinity.
It's the same principle, what we should do to pass on the light?
Correct. So as much as we learn the creation of this Patufim, also in this, we're inviting upon ourselves the lights, and in their influence on us, they are processing us and getting us ready for ascent. But we don't learn in any place the ascent of the Patsufim. Other than what we learn, Ibur, Inika, Mochin, conception, nursing, and Mochin. It's in the seventh part, is the breaking of the vessels, and Tess, and afterwards is Atzilut, the world of Atzilut, and so on. That's the systems of ascent that we would learn there. But it's still not for us to use in practice, just for study. I hope that first we'll enter faith above reason, and then when we'll learn Tess, along with that, we'll understand what it's talking about. And with this, leave it till tomorrow. We have today?
Yes, the schedule for today starts at 10 until 10:30. We're going to have a program, The Secrets of the Eternal Book with Rav Lightman, then 10:35 till 11:05, News with Rav Lightman. Let's conclude with the song.
Everything's gonna be alright, the sun will shine. לאור שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה Vas bien en mi puerta no será Es tu amigo debes aguantar
Я знаю что есть свет
Но без твоей света нет Не обших Кадир מציע אור של יום חדש אז תנתה גרה אל There's no more heart of stone All the trouble already had gone בכל מקום, בכל קצה נרגיש את טעם החיים Продвигайся, продвигайся Где граница света и тень Лямщих кадима Яшар элао להמשיך קדימה ישר